We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet. But the final two, Vernon Davis and Johnny Weir in the bottom. The
judges, not final two, but bottom two.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Bottom two. Judges ended up saving Johnny Weir and sent Vernon Davis home. He's been in the bottom or towards the bottom for like pretty much the whole entire show.
I watched last night. I haven't watched it at all this season in the Tyra era. And
yeah.
Glad to see Nelly doing well.
Yes. Did he wear those gold shoes?
He was definitely looking flashy.
Yeah.
The Tyra era. All those judges, everybody on the show, it's like the rich people town on Hunger Games. They all dress absurd. They're wearing
yes.
That's what that show is, right? They're all completely big and animated and very fake, and they look they're dressed crazy too. All three judges for sure. And I think when you had Bergeron and Aaron Andrews in there, it was like they were these outsiders who could just be like, all right, this whole thing is absurd, but they were representing us. And then Tyra is more in that Hunger Games where she's big and very over the top, and it just sort of...
She's like Elizabeth Banks' character in Hunger Games, for sure.
It's not grounded very well.
Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim, mornings on Y98.
How are your weekends?
Good. This is something my family and I, we started doing this a couple years ago. Unfortunately, this is the month my mother passed away, 7 years ago. So what we do as siblings, we get together and we try to go somewhere. So we've gone to different places. And because of, you know, everything being so different because of COVID, we decided to kind of make it a gathering around the area. So we went to a small winery outside of Hillsboro near Pena this weekend and had a really good time.
What's it called?
It's so weird. It was so small. It literally was like just a barn that was out in the middle of nowhere.
And you just found some wine bottles in the barn?
Yeah. You know, there was a small group of people, but everybody was keeping their distance and all that stuff. But it was very enjoyable. I'm trying to remember the exact name of it.
It was a winery in Pena?
Yes, outside of Hillsboro. It's about, I'd say about 2 hours, 2 hours plus from St. Louis. My sister lives near Sorrento, so she knew about this, and she said she'd always wanted to take us there and check it out. She's been
before. Persimmon Ridge?
Perhaps.
Bunker Hill Winery?
No, not Bunker Hill.
I think that's great that you guys do that.
A lot of fun. Nice to just, you know, be together with family.
Yes. Villa Antonio?
Let's say it.
Villa Antonio or Wild Sun Winery and Brewery? La Chance Vineyards?
Was it a McDonald's? And Jen, yours was good?
Yeah, we just kind of like had a chill weekend. I feel like I've been busy over the weekend, so I haven't had a chance to slow down. I ordered a bunch of clothes for my son because he's been growing, and he just turned 11, right? So I bought him a size 12 pants. Those are gonna fit, right? Nope. I had to get 14, 16. He's too tall.
Are sizes by age?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm in jeans that are much younger than my age now. Feel pretty good. Yeah, I'm running about a decade early on blue jeans. So
good
look out.
Good for you.
Thank you.
What about you? How was your weekend?
It was good. Had some buddies over just to watch some football, and that we haven't done at the new house yet. These are guys that we used to do kind of a regular thing in my apartment, so we had a good time. Best part of my weekend, we ordered pizza. That pizza took a long, long time. I won't say the place, but it took way too long. And they called at one point. We're like, oh, we're down a couple drivers. Do you still want it? Basically hoping we would cancel. We did not cancel. We had to then call back again. At one point, they're like, oh, it's walking out the door right now. And this place is right up the street from me. And so it didn't show up. So we had to call again. And they're like, ah, it's coming. So the guy finally shows up. And it is 2 hours and 45 minutes after we ordered the pizza. Whoa.
And how long did they say it was going to take when you first ordered?
30 to 40 minutes.
Wow.
They called at one point to say it'd take longer, hoping we would cancel. We didn't. It took 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
So it shows up, and it's not his fault, I wouldn't think. He knows he's got to bring it, because he knows that whoever's on the other side of the store is going to be kind of annoyed. Not that it's his fault or that we were jerks, but he's bringing it. So again, he's 2 hours and 45 minutes late. I open the door, and he goes, oh, what a lovely sounding doorbell. So I'm like, and I just grab the pizza from him and kind of smile, and I walk back, and then my two buddies that were paying him, and he's just keeping it up. He's got the smile on his face, and he goes, and we've got the weird landscaping in the front yard, and he goes, oh, these bushes are great. How often do you have to trim them? And my buddy goes, about every 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
Here we are. Friday has finally arrived. It has finally been a week since the disaster known as Schmig Smackdown that we did last week. Lance was responsible for the game and the questions, right. And he forgot. It happens.
I wouldn't say responsible. I would use responsible loosely. Irresponsible for the questions.
I was responsible for them,
but I irresponsibly forgot about it until Jen, like two songs before, said, hey, we're doing Smackdown in 6 minutes, and Lance has the questions. It's like, uh-oh. The problem is, it's difficult to whip up decent questions in 6 minutes time with very little preparation. So it was a half-baked game. I'm not sure the results were correct. So I volunteered. I said, you know, that was my bad. I'll do it over. And this week, in honor of the fact that I didn't have a lot of time to construct a game, this week's game is about time.
Ooh.
I can't wait. I assume you've been working on this for 7 days.
8 days. That's how seriously I took it. I got myself an extra day to work on this. How? Time travel.
Oh, yeah.
The contestants, just like last week, are Kevin and myself. Lance, break it down. What do we got to do here?
All right. I have two lists of 20. Now, the category is songs. Uh-oh. Kevin's ahead of me. Songs with time in the title. So I gave you the title. You got to give me the artist.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yep. Each list is 20 songs, as I mentioned. So we'll go for 60 seconds for each contestant. And I don't know. We might rip through these pretty quick. If we go through all 20 within 60 seconds, well, that might happen. We'll see.
Okay.
There are two lists. Who wants to go first?
I am the champion.
I thought I was the champion.
No.
All right. What do you want to do?
Champion last week.
What would you like to do? As the champion, I defer to the challenger.
I want you to go first.
Okay.
All right. Kevin goes first. Kevin gets choice of list. List one or two.
I'll go list two.
List two it is. So, seeing as I said, this might go quickly, you do have to wait for me to finish the whole title before you can answer.
Okay.
And when you're ready, I'm ready. So we'll start the clock. You ready to go, Kevin?
Ready to go. Let's do this.
Here we go. First song title for you is, let me get my pen so I can score along as we go. Here we go. Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
I got to start the clock there. Green Day.
Good Times.
Led Zeppelin.
Every Time You Go Away.
Every Time You Go. Paul Carrick. Paul Young.
Too late.
Dang it.
We'll see. Too Much Time on My Hands.
Oh, that sticks.
Party All the Time.
That's Eddie Murphy.
This Time.
This Time. Imagine Dragons.
The First Time I Ever I Saw Your Face.
Roberta Flack.
Nice. Only Time Will Tell.
Asia.
Love Me Two Times.
I've Gone Away. The Doors?
I've had the time of my life.
Oh, geez. One of the Righteous Brothers. Pass.
No Time.
No Time Left for You. Don't know the artist. Pass.
All right. Old time rock and roll.
Bob Seger.
We'll give it to you.
Wow.
You didn't get that many.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This time
seven,
was
eight.
In excess, right?
I had it as Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
There might be a few songs by Bryan Adams. I don't think there's an Imagine Dragons song, though.
I'm looking that one up real quick.
Okay. I don't think I can compete with that anyway. That was very impressive.
We'll see. No Time was by the Guess Who. It's up to the rest of the staff about the I've Had the Time of My Life. He was right about A Righteous Brother. That would be Bill Medley.
No, you have to have the names.
Okay.
So that was impressive, though. I would not have done that well on that list. I can only hope that this list is easy.
The Imagine Dragons song is It's Time, so I was incorrect.
Well, I guess I win then.
And Good Times was by Chic.
Oh, what about
Good Times?
Good Times, and you said, Bad Times.
That's Good Times, Bad Times. Is that the name of the song?
Got
I think that's
it.
The full name of the song.
All right, so let's get on with Tim Convey's.
So how many do I have to get?
Kevin got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You need 9 to win.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, he got 8.
Here
we go. He did pretty good.
Oh, yeah, he did one.
All right, we got to wait for me to finish the title, and here we go. Kevin, you ready with the clock?
I am, and I'll be a little delayed like me.
Oh, okay. Kevin, thank you. Tim, your first song is One Moment in Time.
One moment in time.
Tim, are you there?
Yeah, pass.
If I could turn back time.
Whitney Houston on the first one. Turn back time is Cher.
We'll give it to you. Feels Like the First Time.
Feels Like the First... Foreigner?
Sign of the Times.
Prince.
All This Time.
Pass.
Time, Clock of the Heart.
Pass.
Nothing But a Good Time.
Poison.
Correct. Let's see. By the time I get to Phoenix.
Pass.
Remember the Time.
Janet Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Baby One More Time.
Britney Spears.
Big Time.
Pass.
Big Time.
Time in a Bottle.
Peter Gabriel is Big Time. Time in a Bottle is Jim Croce.
Judges?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give it to him. We'll give it to him.
He got 8, I think.
I got him as 9.
Oh, ooh. He got that one that I had a question mark
well,
on then.
Well, it depends. Now, again, we defer to the judges. He said Janet Jackson first, then Michael Jackson for Remember the Time.
I think you can.
Right? Tim, you don't get to weigh
well,
in on
Well, does Kevin
this.
Get the one that he
yeah,
corrected?
Did Kevin get his corrected one?
Which one was that?
Oh, my goodness.
It was early.
How is this still as Paul, up as
yeah,
last
Paul
time?
Young.
I don't know.
Yeah, he did self-correct. I did give him credit for Paul Young. He said Paul Carrick first.
Oh, yeah.
So then Tim gets it. So Tim has 9 and Tim wins.
Yep, 9-8, Tim.
Oh, well, that was...
felt good. Wait, who? I was wrong about Foreigner, right?
No, you got Foreigner
right.
That's
right, Foreigner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
man,
right.
That was fun.
Congratulations, Tim.
Well if played.
By the way, if I could turn back time with Cher.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
I totally got that.
Yeah,
there was
time.
See,
Clock of the Heart was Culture Club, I think.
We go through the answers, but we're out of time.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Google just tracked what people are scared of in every state, what we fear the most. And in the past, last year, the most common fear was the fear of flying. Well, that clearly is way down this year. Still number one in 7 states, but given that most people haven't flown a lot this year,
yeah,
or at all.
But flying got scarier, too.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
true.
That's true.
That is true.
Kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, I guess for a lot of people, you could just avoid it anyway. So it's still number one in 7 states. I know we like to break down Missouri versus Illinois. This is funny in terms of what your state fears, because Missouri and Illinois are opposite sides of the coin. People in Missouri fear being alone. People in Illinois fear intimacy.
Illinois, you got to take a hard look at that. You guys are the only state in America that fears intimacy, or for whom intimacy is your number one fear. Did you want to comment on that, Kev?
No. I mean, we're just not people. What can I tell you?
Well, no, people is a different thing. This is relationships, because we'll get to people in a second. Some people say they're scared of blood.
Blood?
The dark. Failure.
Failure. Yeah. That's heavy. That is right. North Carolina.
California, I believe, is the only state that is afraid of social media.
Interesting.
Mm.
Which, again, some of these legitimate. Social media, I think, is a legitimate thing to be afraid of. Nevada, germs or viruses is the thing they're most afraid of. Makes a whole lot of sense.
Right.
Even practical things like public speaking. That looks like Nebraska, afraid of public speaking. And then Illinois, intimacy. And then some people, lots of states, clowns.
Oh, yeah.
North Dakota, clowns. More so than flying, more so than heights, more so than viruses, clowns.
Montana and New Hampshire, still afraid of clowns. I have a friend who is violently afraid of clowns. Yeah, almost punched one time. It was...
Really?
It was... The clown thought he was joking. He's like, oh, stay away from me. I am afraid of you. And as the exchange kept going, he kept getting more and more angry. And he's like, if you take one more step towards me, I am going to punch you.
I had a friend combining these things. He was raised in Illinois, moved to Montana, and his biggest fear, intimacy with clowns. So
Craigslist missed connections.
Everyone should do their own version of what the missed connections music sounds like.
Okay.
Yours was a little aggressive.
Mine?
Yeah.
I nailed it. Well, I was also, mine had an urgency about it because the other one didn't play.
Right.
Typically, I would go with something more laid back.
Second chances.
Thank you.
We're all about those. That's why we're here. I'm sure this one will find Jen very creeped out by it.
Oh, great. Does it have to do with feet?
No, not that I'm aware of, unless there's code here. I don't know. House sitting this weekend. I'm house sitting for a friend again this weekend and looking for a man to have a little fun with while I'm here.
Ew.
Let me know if you're interested and if you can bring pizza.
Pretty good. I mean, there is awesome. Something invigorating about house sitting. Exhilarating, I guess.
Really?
Where I could see being like... There's a couple things I need. One of them's pizza, and the other I can find on Craigslist.
Hopefully those people find out, and they never have this person house sit again.
I was going to say, what if it were your house, Tim?
I wouldn't care for that.
Yeah.
Depends on which side of the equation you're on.
I'm not saying... what's next?
Missed connections.
At the laundromat. Oh, last Thursday, you're in a red Nissan. You've got short blonde hair, very colorful yoga pants, blue eyes, and a smile that took the breath out of my chest. I'm the big guy that almost bumped into you when you were taking your laundry out of the washer. I think you're very cute. Hope you see this. Please reply back to me and we can schedule a time to do our laundry together sometime.
Haven't we seen another one like this that's like...
Pretty innocent.
Yeah.
We should do laundry together? I can imagine that being sexy. A solid date.
Yeah.
I mean, can or cannot?
That it would be.
I think so.
Because it's kind of an intimate moment.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the laundromat, too.
It depends on the laundry.
Missed connections.
Let's see what Tim thinks about this one. Female bass player. Looking for an attractive female bass player for my band that needs... a bass player. We play danceable music. You must enjoy rock, pop, some country. I come prepared with zero baggage, no metal, no drugs. Again, all caps, must be attractive. I'll send a set list if you send a photo. That's a new one.
Wow.
Yeah, you know baggage, but you like country music, so Tim would consider that baggage.
Yeah, that's bad. It's grounds for
ouchie.
Moving on. That's how we found our... rhythm section is Craigslist.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't put that attractive thing on there, but we got lucky. I don't know if you guys have seen Matt Palermo, but I mean, he'll take the breath right out of your chest as well.
Slap at the bass, mama.
Missed
connections.
And we conclude with Laura at Walmart. We chatted today. You just got back in town and you have such a great personality and body.
Okay.
Maybe we can meet up again. I'd love to talk more, but my wife keeps asking me to do stuff.
Craigslist missed connection.
The worst.
Saw it coming.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
All right, earlier Kevin was talking about the trip he went on with his siblings to a winery. He couldn't remember the name, and you guys texted in and you nailed it. It turns out he was at
Arpeggio Winery just outside of Pena, Illinois.
There you go. So very impressive. So I'm going to see if you guys can figure out where I was. And it's funny because I've spent, you know, for a few weeks now, I think we've all been like, all right, holidays are coming. Family stuff, but also COVID. And I've really been debating about, you know, is it okay to even see a few aunts and uncles for Christmas, right. For Thanksgiving? Right. Like, are we gonna expand our little bubble with just a few people, which is crazy that I've been on the fence about that. And then I participated in what I participated in. So I'll tell you a little bit about it. The worst possible ventilated place, surrounded by strangers in a pretty tight area, and you literally can't escape for 90 minutes.
An escape room.
No. Really bad ventilation.
Really? Church?
No. you pretty much cannot get out for 90 minutes.
Is it a cave?
I went to Merrimack Caverns.
What?
I know.
Really?
It seemed like a good idea.
I didn't realize it was poor. I've never been to Merrimack Caverns. I didn't realize it was poorly ventilated. Whoa. Everyone talks about how great it is in the summer because it's nice and cool. So
it is great. I say poorly ventilated just because it's a cave. So, yeah. I mean, obviously there's air going through there, but it's also not, you know, it's not like you're outside.
Yeah.
And you're not too worried about that. It's you know, so I was just like, oh boy, maybe this was not the best idea as you're in there. I mean, and again, Merrimack Caverns, super cool, but it's also, you know, you're taking a tour. So it's like, gather around, guys, everybody come in close. And you're like, oh boy.
Oh, no.
And not everybody super into wearing masks.
Did people just not wear masks?
Some didn't.
What?
Yeah. I had never been. Isn't that crazy?
I've so still never been.
You go down 44 and you make a left at, I think it's like the fourth Confederate flag that you see. And then that's how you know that you're there. And it was interesting. It was cool. I mean, it's super, super cool. But I was just like immediately, you know, 5 minutes into it, I'm like, oh, this is not the smartest thing in the world.
But yeah, there's parts that are really, really open. There's big parts.
There are parts. Yep. There are parts that are really, really not open.
Do they still do the Kate Smith, God Bless America?
No, it's Celine Dion's.
What?
I know. They couldn't get an American to sing God Bless America.
That's hilarious.
It's like a little theater in there. I mean, it's don't get me wrong. It's cool.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, you know, I'm debating, like, should I see two aunts and uncles on Christmas? And then I go, you're in the thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And all these people were like, I don't even. And I will say, here's the other thing. You're down there in these caves. It's wet. It's very humid. So you're breathing through that mask a little bit. Your mask gets kind of wet, which makes it not fun at all. So it was
a little claustrophobic. Yeah, yeah, I get it. I get
it. Like regretting it while you're in the thick of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, it's super cool. And when things clear up a little bit, people should go all day long. But it was an experience.
Mm.
You guys guessed quickly. We didn't even have to turn it over to the text line.
I've been. It's a great place, but you're right. I could totally see that going now would be a little
scary. The tour starts and it's like as they go through the different sections of the cave, they turn the lights on and then they turn them off in the other parts. So there's no like, oh, I'm gonna head back towards the exit. Like, good luck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Years
you can't
will
see yourself
pass.
Out. Yes. Oh no. You're gonna be one of the skeletons that they show in the cave. Yeah. Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still haven't been.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Oh, so many things to share. Things you probably didn't know. Broadening your horizons, one fun fact at a time. Here we go, bro show. Here's something you didn't know. A mulligan became a do-over in golf because a guy named David Mulligan in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, in the late 1920s. He hit a bad shot, then he decided to try it over again. So his friends started calling that move a mulligan.
Really?
And it caught on 100 years ago.
Wow.
Here's something
That's
you didn't
pretty
know.
Impressive.
Friends is the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English. Number two, The Simpsons.
Dope!
I know. That's why so many people from other countries don't. Here's something you didn't know. Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name? Moon.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because he landed on the moon.
Here's something you didn't know. Merv Griffin originally wrote the theme song for Jeopardy as a lullaby for his son.
Aww.
A Time for Tony, it was called. But after he decided to use it for the show, he changed the name of the song to Think! With an exclamation point. Time to go to bed right now, Tony. Time to go to... That's my Merv Griffin impression. Here's something you didn't know. Kleenex tissues were originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup. But so many people wrote the company to say they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that all the marketing shifted to that by 1930.
And the handkerchief industry has never been the same.
No, it has not.
No, it has not.
Poor guys. I got an uncle in handkerchiefs and...
He moved on to popcorn making.
Right,
yeah, he sure did. Here's something you didn't know. Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy, the bass player, he writes all the songs. He's related to Colin Powell. What?
Really?
Yeah, Pete's grandfather is cousins with Colin Powell. But you will remember me for centuries. Here's something you didn't know, but I knew this. You can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflatable beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box. You just have to put enough postage on it and an address label.
Oh.
Wow. I do know this, and I don't know how you have to package them, but I know you can send chickens through the mail, live chickens.
You just put a sticker on them?
I don't know how you package them. I was at a post office, at the old airport postal facility one day. I went in there one morning, and you hear all this. Bark, bark, bark. It's like, what's that? It's like, oh, it's a shipment of chickens we got. It's like, okay.
That is disturbing.
Yeah.
But all those other things, that's kind of, I knew, a brick even.
Just need a sticker on it.
Yeah. I knew that because my buddy Bobby Jaycox is very funny. He has a nice bit about it, about him sending a potato through the mail and how excited people get at the post office, the grocery store, the whole way around. It's great. Here's something you didn't know. The Dallas Cowboys were the first NFL team to make nachos popular at their stadium. Howard Cosell ate them on air and talked about them during a slow Monday night football game in 1978, and then everybody else in the NFL got on board.
Wow!
Yeah. Here's something you didn't know. The African country Swaziland has a law that bans witches from flying their broomsticks higher than 500 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. That's reasonable, though. You know, a lot of countries are like, oh, it's 250 or nothing.
Well, and it's really just for the witches' safety. Let's be honest.
Yeah, right, exactly. And finally, here's something you didn't know. No one for sure knows when the fire hydrant was invented because the patent was lost in a fire at the U.S. Patent Office in 1836.
Things you didn't know.
Y98, it is The Wake Up with Jen, Kevin, Lance, and oh, look, Tim Convy.
Made it in, guys.
Hey.
Good to see you all.
Yeah, it's those technical problems, man.
Yeah, no. I know. My internet and then the weather's like this, and it's just, Sorry to put you guys through this. I think the important thing is that I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's real nice.
You guys must have been like, man, that Ludo song must have really taken off.
I know. We played it this morning.
Yeah, we did.
No, you did
wouldn't have heard it, though, because you were still asleep.
It was an alarm issue this morning, and I apologize. But again, I'm here now.
Was it an alarm issue or an operator of the alarm issue?
There are several theories. One is that I hit stop instead of snooze when it went off. The other is that I incorrectly said it last night.
Okay.
Mm.
You said it every night?
I got some people on it. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know.
Because
about
what's
that.
Worse than it going off on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Yep. You know, you can set it so it goes off Monday through Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You must have one of those.
Nope.
Super iPhones.
Nope. Just it's way old school.
Well, Jen,
is that on the jitterbug?
I also have an old school, my dad's like 1970s alarm clock, one of those little teeny tiny boxes that I use as a backup too.
Oh, you set it?
Good for you.
Yes, sometimes, but it's got a real annoying buzzer.
I've got an old school, it was a Cardinals giveaway, the Mike Shannon alarm clock, where mm-hmm. it's got the bells on top.
Get up, baby, get up.
Or it says, get up, baby, get up. which is a great way to start your day.
Yeah.
So that the idea was that that would be my backup, but that thing is just so loud.
Yeah.
And
sounds like a good backup.
I don't think Emma would get on board for that.
No. That's why I don't use this 1970s alarm clock that much, because I'll hit snooze a couple times and it makes Ryan angry.
Yeah. You don't want Ryan angry.
No.
I've been meaning to ask you this. Have you continued to watch Emily in Paris?
I finished the whole thing. I watched it in one day.
It is terrible.
It's not good.
Really?
It is not good at all. I told you, like, it was a little good, but not great. And I kept thinking it was going to get better. So I kept watching it and nope.
I didn't really even watch. I just was in the room when Emma was watching the first few. And I got to say, the feminist in me got angry.
Over which part?
Just the female characters versus the male characters. The female characters are all like absurd.
Way over the top, and her boss is ridiculous, and she's
right.
ridiculous.
They're either backstabbing and evil, or like Cher from Clueless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the guys are all like, I know it doesn't help that they're all French, but they're all like, I know something you don't know. Like, they're all cool, mysterious, like have this vibe, right?
Yeah, and they're all like, I'm in a relationship or married, but in France, it's okay. Want to make out? And it's like, no, it's not okay. I told you, the creators also created Younger on TV Land and Sex and the City, and I felt like those characters were better developed and more complex than Emily in Paris. Emily in Paris is just kind of like somebody lazily wrote all those scripts in a day.
It's a bunch of, yeah, kind of cartoon characters. Mm.
But it was one of these things where they're like 25-minute episodes, and at one point, I'm like, well, if I stop watching it now, I'm going to have to go back and finish that. I just was like, let's just knock this out in 3 hours and be done with it. And yeah, afterwards, like, I didn't feel great.
Yeah, no, not good. It's shot beautifully. I mean, the stuff in...
Yes.
I don't mean to spoil anything. It is set in Paris. that stuff, beautiful. The fashion, I get it. People tune in just like they did Sex and the City to see what everybody's wearing.
Patty Fields there. Patricia Fields, maybe it was because I was younger. I like the fashion on Sex and the City much better. I felt like some of Emily's outfits were absurd.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm a feminist. I'm not going to criticize an aging woman, but I
an aging woman.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, Patricia Fields, not Emily. Emily's like 25.
Yeah, the one you just, yeah. I'm not criticizing Emily at all, but also because she's Phil Collins' daughter, and I know better than to mess with that.
Yeah, Lily Collins plays Emily, and I've seen her in other things, and she was,
I think she's good. I think it's just a little silly.
She's not great in this one.
Again, I'm a feminist, so I'm not going to make it about that. I'd rather pick on, who's the guy that did it?
Darren Star.
Yeah, I'll beat up on Darren Star for that one.
Get on up. The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on Y98.
Foodstuffs!
It's time for Foodstuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convy. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Salt and Smoke BBQ on Instagram. Follow them on there. Delicious, delicious treats. And now, best foods for kids to eat when they are sick.
What did you eat when you were sick? What was your go-to that your mom gave you?
7-Up and crackers.
Oh, yeah, saltine crackers. I did the saltine crackers, ginger ale, and Lipton chicken noodle soup with the round noodles, not the straight noodles.
Yeah, and then an occasional hot toddy if it was really, really bad.
Wow, look out.
Of course your mom gave you booze,
that's
Kevin.
Right. What are you, five?
Are you talking foods you ate when you were really sick or when you were like, I'm staying home from school today sick?
Oh, I never pretended to stay home from school because I was a nerd.
Because, you know, when that day happened, it was The Price is Right on TV with orange sherbet and Rice Krispies.
Ooh. That sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Good.
So what should kids really have? Because it sounds like our parents did not read this list.
So the whole, like, cold fever thing, let's talk about that. It is a myth that you should starve
a fever. Generally, anyone with a fever has low energy and doesn't feel like scarfing down a big roast dinner, but you should eat and drink plenty of fluids. A fever can cause dehydration. I mean, that's a theme here, by the way.
Yeah.
Fluids. Like, at the very least, water. Water, 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 water is good for all of these things. But you got to eat. You should not just wait it out. Fruit popsicles are great for replenishing fluids. Just make sure that they're made of real fruit and not filled with sugar. Another thing, sugar, bad for all of these things. Water good, sugar bad.
Sugar, like just for anything in general, like weakens your immune system.
Yeah.
That's why so many people get sick with the flu and stuff around the holidays, because you're just like eating more sugar than you normally do.
I think the weather might have something to do with that as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sore throat. Popsicles could be used to soothe a sore throat, and it'll help reduce fever like we talked about. But honey is a natural remedy that'll definitely make you feel better. Hot tea with honey is also a really good idea, because it'll help ease the pain and reduce any swelling that comes as a result of the throat irritation. But it should be warm, because if it's not hot, or at least really warm, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it soothes the throat.
Hot chocolate, also good.
Mm-hmm.
Want to talk about diarrhea? Let's do it. Same deal, dehydration.
Oh, the brat diet.
You gotta get liquids.
Oh, liquids, but also the brat diet. It's what? Bread, rice, apple sauce, or bananas?
Stuff
and
like
toast?
Yeah, bananas, carrots, and white rice are good.
And toast, too. Lots of toast.
We're going to get to toast in a little bit here. Clear soup, drinks with electrolytes and water are good, but again, sugar, not good. Vomiting, dry toast or crackers are good for absorbing any acid that is produced during that process. These are tough to read because I'm trying to avoid certain words. I'm trying. It's something. But you know what? I'm providing a service, Kevin, so I'm going to power through. Keep food simple and bland for vomiting. Want to talk about constipation? Let's do it. Fluids, guys. A lot of fluids. Headache, also fluids, and you got to eat. Drinking water is crucial.
And also the opposite of like what you just mentioned for, you know, the opposite bathroom problem. If you feed like toast and rice and all that stuff, you're going to continue to be constipated.
Mm.
You'll learn these things someday.
Jen's got a lot of knowledge on this thing. Here, just to sum it up, basically, whatever's wrong with you, the best thing to eat, always salt and smoke. Salt and smoke.
No.
BBQ.com. It'll cure all your ailments. That's foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
Tom Schmidt is so proud right now.
You've got healthy kids, and there's a reason. You know what I mean? Two very healthy girls, and whenever any of this stuff comes up, they hop over to the nearest location, and brisket.
Yeah, brisket and a little My Sweet Bestie in like one of those medicine dispensers.
Knock it out, a little Cracker Mac on the side. Who's going to be sick when they're eating Cracker Mac?
You're listening to today's best music mix and The Wake Up with Jen and Tim, mornings on Y98.
This is The Cage Match.
It is the Comics Cage Match. Two of us compete by writing jokes about something ripped from the headlines this week. Today, just the three of us here. So Lance is going to read the story. Lance is going to judge. And Kevin and I are going to go head-to-head with jokes. I won last week, right?
That is correct.
I am the champion. You are the challenger. We'll see how it goes today. Lance, what do you got for us?
All right, the story is the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission just wrapped up a 19-month investigation into a million-dollar flying squirrel trafficking ring. Seven guys in a rural part of Florida, they were trapping flying squirrels. That's illegal because they're a protected species in the state. Then they would sell those flying squirrels to dealers in Florida and Georgia who would find buyers in South Korea and claim the squirrels were legally raised. The buyers would fly to Florida, then drive the squirrels to Chicago before they flew them home. The guys caught around 36,000 flying squirrels over 3 years, and the retail value, about $1 million. So far, the seven guys have been arrested, and more arrests are coming. And coming now, the jokes.
All right, as the challenger, I'll go first. With the hit that the airline industry has taken with the pandemic, it's nice to see that someone still cares about flying squirrels.
This story is nuts. No, I can't. That doesn't count. These guys would have made $1 million. My brother just found out he has bats in his attic. If we could pass those things off as flying squirrels, we could make some money.
Sadly, these guys will now have to be forced to close their rodent modeling agency for lack of any and all easy breezy hover squirrels.
I'm not one to complain about my tax dollars, but 19 months on this investigation? You have 3 weeks to find the squirrels. Use some dogs, then, I don't know, work on the vaccine or something.
I heard that they arrange the batches of squirrels by height and weight. And as you know, no one likes a critter-sizer.
Oh my God. If you give him points for that, I am quitting the show.
Kevin is good with the wordplay.
Critter-sizer? We better get a documentary out of this thing. And I want a South Korean villain that's like Carol Baskin, Cruella DeVille, and the Wicked Witch of Tampa all rolled into one. Do you like the Joe Exotic documentary? But just think to yourself, too many tigers, not enough flying rodents. You're in luck. Squirrel King.
Ooh, boy. This one's tricky. This one's tricky. I like the Squirrel King.
Nuts.
I like Tim's second joke. Kevin's wordplay. I know, Tim, you're not a big fan of Critter-sizer.
Oh, man. The setup was insane for that one.
I'm
great punchline, terrible setup.
I'm still going to give it to Kevin.
Oh!
It's an upset.
Oh!
Critter-sizer is awfully good.
Wicked Witch of Tampa?
I know. It was tough. Bats? I mean, Squirrel King? I mean, it was a tough call.
Critter-sizer? Do that setup again, Kevin. Let's hear it. Let's all bask in that for a minute. Go ahead.
I heard that they arrange the batches of squirrels by height and weight. And as you know, no one likes a critter-sizer.
Lance. Congratulations, Kevin. I'll be taking tomorrow off. That is the Comics Cage Match on the Wake Up on 198.
The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
There's a Nicolas Cage story. I was working on a Nicolas Cage impression so that I could tell the story properly. My Nicolas Cage is a great Owen Wilson impression. So, not sure if that's going to happen or not. Nicolas Cage has blown so much money over the years. He seems like the kind of guy who dropped thousands in a day at a casino, but he is not. Nicolas Cage, his money troubles are no secret, right? Everybody knows. I'm not blowing up his spot there. Nick sat down with Marilyn Manson, and why not? For a little something in Interview Magazine. Cage lives in Vegas, but he says he hasn't gambled in 30 years. There's a reason for that. He said, should I even try this impression? I was in the Bahamas. I walked into a casino and I felt like I had my mojo with me. All right, I can't do it. Like nothing could go wrong, he said. My game was roulette. He spent $200 and he didn't miss a number. So much that even the lady spinning the wheel next to him said, nothing sweeter than a repeater. Don't know what that means. In 20 minutes, he turned 200 bucks into $20,000.
Wow.
So I went and I found an orphanage in the Bahamas. I met all the kids and the headmistress and I said, this is for you. I put the 20 grand in her hand. I walked away and I never gambled again. Because if I did, it would ruin the power of that moment.
Wow.
Then he said that it is true. The story is true, and you can't live in Vegas if you're a gambler. I've seen it destroy people. Of all the addictions, I think it might be the worst. How can that be true? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But what a great story.
Whether it's true or not, I love it.
Yeah.
What a terrible impression, but a great story. He's been doing around 5 movies a year for the last 15 years, but it looks like we're finally going to get a break because he's remained quarantined for most of the pandemic. But he's looking for projects.
He does The Croods. He's one of the voices for that, and there's supposed to be a sequel to that.
Yeah.
He also is going to play Joe Exotic in an upcoming Tiger King show.
Gotta be honest, I think maybe attention to quality rather than quantity might help him a little bit.
You know where else that helps?
Where's that?
When you're judging Comics Cage Match.
I know it stings.
But I had both. I had quantity there too. I threw in the story.
You did.
Okay. The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
When you're listening to the show and I'm not here early on, it's not that I overslept like Tim. No, No, I'm trying to joke because this is serious stuff, and I just want to laugh for a second. I am going to be off the air because I have to have a lung biopsy. I kind of want to talk about this stuff because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I haven't said a whole lot. Part of it is because, like, some of Breast Cancer Awareness Month bugs me. Having breast cancer, like, it's not all, like, pink ribbons and happy times and, like, commercialization of a disease, you know? Some
it's
people
the
are,
cancer part that I have a hard time with.
All right. Some people, it bugs me that people slap a pink ribbon on things and say, if you buy this, portions of the sale will go towards some vague breast cancer charity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't really say what percentage, you know, they're still making money on it. I don't know. I'm like very dubious of all that stuff. I would rather take my money and give it to where I'm getting treated, Siteman Cancer Center. That's why I do Pedal the Cause. But so I have stage 4 breast cancer and I've been living with it for a while. I was diagnosed in 2016, if you don't know, and then went through almost a year of treatment. December of that year, I rang the bell. I had no evidence of disease. And then around this time, 2 years ago, I had a CT scan and they realized that these little spots on my lungs were growing and it was cancer. So we've been treating the spots as they kind of get large enough, but a lot of them are like millimeters or centimeters big. I had a CT scan last week and not much has changed. So I thought that was good. And then I went into the doctor's office on Thursday and, you know, had one of those meetings that kind of took my breath away again. So I have a spot that's towards the outside of my lung near my rib cage. And they want to do a biopsy on it to see if the spot has mutated. And depending on how the results are, I may qualify for a clinical trial. And then I have to go for a bone scan on Friday, which is no fun. You're in one of those like claustrophobic tubes, you know, where you keep your eyes shut and you're like, pretend you're in like this vast space. And then you open your eyes and like the tube is an inch away from your face. But this is like the reality of breast cancer. It's not pink ribbons. It's not... I don't know. It's tough. It's really tough. In that meeting on Thursday, I sat there and I was like reminded that even though I live a normal life and I feel, you know, I'm perfectly healthy and feeling great other than the cancer. it's just that reminder that stage 4 cancer is scary and there's lots of unknowns. So yeah, this is just my reminder to people to do your self-exam, get your mammogram if you're at 40 or older, and if you have a family history, get it before then. And even if you feel something, don't explain it away. I explained mine away for, you know, for too long, where it felt like a frozen pea. And I was like, oh, it didn't feel like what I thought a tumor would feel like, but it was. So the worst thing that could happen or the best thing that could happen is you waste a day and you find out it's nothing. I would rather have you do that than explain it away. So that's my breast cancer PSA for today, I guess. Sports
Chatter! World Series Game 1, the lowest rated World Series game on television ever. Down
what?
25% Whoa. From last year.
I would think it would be one of the highest just because there's nothing else going
yeah.
on.
Yeah,
the
Bachelorette
the
was on
in.
At the same time.
Oh, I forgot yeah. the craziest season of The Bachelorette. Yeah, the World Series is going to have a tough time.
Yeah, they both end in rings.
Congratulations, you've just blown up The Bachelorette.
Both shows are a bunch of men competing to get rings.
Frankly, I don't remember that part from Game 2 last night. I must have been yeah. watching something else. Let's talk gender reveals in Sports Chatter. What are
Ooh.
Your guys' favorites?
Wait, hold on. I'm finally
Boy.
Checking in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen smoke. We've seen cakes. We've seen gender reveals that start wildfires. Patrick Mahomes and his girlfriend used their dogs for their baby's gender reveal. What was the result? It's at Y98.com. You got to go check it out.
Come on,
nice
you got to tell us.
Nice tease.
But.
Well, what do you mean they used their dogs?
Their dogs were part of the gender reveal. They had all kinds of stuff. They did have smoke. They had confetti cannons. It is a girl, by the way. But the dogs were a big part of the gender reveal.
Oh, girl dad. He's going to be such a great girl dad.
Would he be a bad boy dad? The
no,
NFL quarterback? Would he not
no.
be good? At-
We will end with a running
story.
Because
he really screwed up a boy. Thank God. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Baby names. Oh, you know you always dig into this when you see the most popular baby names of 2020. The Social Security Administration, which is, you know, the real deal, the actual list of baby names, that came out a little bit earlier this year. And this one is from Baby Center. It's one of those websites that you go look to when you're pregnant and they send you those weekly updates like, your baby is now the size of an avocado.
Is that like Sports Center for babies?
Yes. That was the wrong song.
So their top baby names.
What's the Sports Center song? Baby name.
Baby name.
Top 10 baby names on Baby Center.
Yeah. Kenny okay. Kenny Mayne does a Wednesday night show over there, too.
And then there's the not so top 10.
So these are based on people searching for baby names.
Franklin with a Y. What were they thinking?
And it's funny that you compare it to SportsCenter because, interestingly enough, Kobe and Gianna both shot up on the list this year, of course, after Kobe Bryant's accident. The name Kobe shot up 175%.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see if next year, when the Social Security Administration releases their list, if Kobe makes a big jump and his daughter Gianna, her name went up 216%.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
On the political front, Kamala is up 104% in popularity. Having a bad year, Karen, down by 13%. To which I will say a couple things. I feel sorry for Karens everywhere.
That's super Karen of you.
Because Karens aren't Karens. If you know what I mean. I have yet to see someone acting like a, what people call a Karen, who's named Karen. They're always named something else. But also, was Karen really a hugely popular name in the year 2020? It went down 13%. If it had not been for this Karen phenomenon of, you know, talking about white women behaving badly, Karen, the name Karen might have also still gone down 12%.
Remember that Sports Center reference we did up top?
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
Okay.
Jen with the whiff.
Cool like the other side of the pillow.
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
I was at a doctor's appointment last week. I've been at like 27 doctor's appointments in the last 2 weeks. But there's someone I always check in with. And she's like, oh, how's the radio station? How's Y98? And then she turns to someone else who works in the office and said, this is Jen. She works for a radio station. And the other woman looked at me and said, I only listen to podcasts. Well, guess what, lady? We have a podcast for you. And that's what I said. And she was none too pleased that I like had an answer to her.
This is at your doctor's appointment?
Yes.
Was she a nurse?
Nope.
Oh.
I said, no, we have a podcast, and not only do we have that, but brand new, we have like the best of podcasts from the week. You can get a really great sample of what the morning show sounds like. It's called The Weekly Wecap.
I had a nurse say that to me one time. I only listen to podcasts. I was like, I said, I only listen to doctors.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
We love all nurses.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Except the ones that don't listen to the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to podcasts, that's great. But if you only listen to podcasts, it's kind of limiting. You're living in a small world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
That's what Lance says. I agree. Mm-hmm. Speaking of nurses, so you guys know, I've fallen in love with pickleball. over the summer specifically. And then shortly after, injured my shoulder, and I haven't been able to play. So I've got a group of friends, my brother, my fiance, our pal Greg, a handful of other people that are playing pickleball regularly, and I got to sit it out because my shoulder's so messed up, and I've been going to physical therapy, right?
Do you still go to the games even though you can't play?
I didn't yesterday because I had a lot going on, but yes, typically I will come visit and just feel sorry for myself, unable to play. So I had to go to my regular doctor first, and he's like, you need physical therapy. But here's, I realized something very interesting yesterday in my physical therapy, and this is, whenever I've gone into a doctor for some sort of pain, or this is especially true with physical therapy, the whole deal is they're like, all right, does this hurt? All right, do this. Does this hurt? You know, they're touching different things and they're moving your body in different ways to try to determine what it is based on what hurts, what feels uncomfortable, stuff like that. Right?
Right.
Yes.
I realized that I get crazy anxiety when that happens, wanting to give all the right answers. You know what I mean? And just that the whole situation of, like, you know, they're like grabbing your arm and turning it and whatever, it makes me super, super anxious for some reason. I have no idea. It's not being touched. It's just like wanting to get it right and all of a sudden wanting to give all the right answers in terms of what hurt, what doesn't. And that anxiety takes over any pain I might be feeling. And all of a sudden, I'll be in there with, in this case, a sore shoulder, but it's happened with other things. It could be anything. And all of a sudden, when it's time to test and get to the bottom of that thing, it just completely disappears because I'm so anxious about, I'm finally at the doctor and giving all the right answers. And it just screws everything up. So I give all these answers. I'm like, yes. I try to give answers based on what I think
they
hurt
want to
last
hear.
Time it hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like I was constantly saying, well, my backhand hurts a lot. And I would do a backhand because I knew that hurt regularly. So I was trying to explain that. So I give all these answers that obviously don't make sense. They're like, well, that's weird that this hurts and this doesn't. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. My heart's beating fast. I'm sweating. I just want to give the right answers. And I can't. So they can never help me cure pain I'm in.
Yeah, because you have like test anxiety at the doctor's office.
You're right. That's what it is. I freak out. Does this sound insane to you guys?
No, not at all. No, I know what you mean. Because, you know, I'll go to the chiropractor and then talk about the pain threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a 2, 10 being the highest? Is this a 5? And you're like, well, right now, I don't know. I don't want to say something wrong. Because then you're like, if you say it's too high, do I have to come back soon?
Right.
Yeah, I get it. You're nervous.
Yes, that's what it is. And I'm sure some people would be like, well, If your anxiety can take over for that pain, then it probably doesn't hurt that much in the first place. And to those people, I say, you're wrong. I wonder if anyone else deals with this or if this is a thing I've made up.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a legitimate question. I'm sure there are people out there. 531-9898.
Text me your support.
Hi, Tim. This is Ellen. Hey, I just want to let you know that what you have is called white coat syndrome.
Really?
When you get panicky get anxious when you go to a doctor's office. Blood pressure goes up and you like get all sweaty and everything. Yeah.
Really? And is that a real thing or is that just like what people call it when you get nervous?
No, I think it's a real thing. Yeah, it is a real thing.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's called white coat syndrome.
I'd go in to get tested for that and the same thing would happen. We couldn't get to the bottom of it.
Because, you know, doctors wear white coats for the most part and they used to anyway. And yeah. Get all nervous.
Wow. All right, good. So I'm just going to explain that up top then.
Okay, go ahead.
And maybe I'll feel better. That's awesome. Ellen, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
I had never heard of that before.
Yeah, and all these texts are saying the same thing. It's white coat syndrome, very real, screws up how you present to the doc.
It's totally a real thing. So now we know, but people are also saying different examples of like going to the eye doctor, they'll get it. You know, and the eye doctor's like, all right, what's more clear, A or B? And you're like, I don't know. And I totally, totally can identify with that. And I guess people getting their blood pressure taken freak out. And that's a really bad thing because your blood pressure goes up. So all of a sudden it's
you've
got, it's like, no, it just spiked. Take off the white coat and see what happens. People say they basically get that at the mechanic too. They don't know how to answer the question. You know, I think I fall into that as well.
Yeah.
Does it do this or does it do this?
Right.
And then when your car isn't helping you and your car no longer makes the noise
right,
in front
there?
Of the person.
Yes.
I think my Altima also has white coat syndrome. This is an issue.
Who on the show now?
Who
on the show now?
We
look forward to it every week until we don't. It's Who on the Show. We are joined by our friend and co-worker, Alex Rich, who has spent the week polling our other co-workers to find out what they think about us, how much they listen to the show, how much they like us, really. Alex, what do you got for us this week?
Hey, we're going to do Halloween this week.
Ooh.
So, no reaction there. I expected a little bit of something, but that's okay.
Ooh,
I get it.
Ooh, scary.
Who on the show is most likely to steal their children's candy? For Tim, he's stealing your guys' children's candy.
Well, and his nephews, too, I'm sure. I'm going to go with Tim. You know he's taking
Kevin.
Those.
But yeah, I was going to say, and if they're your Kevin. Children, it's really not stealing.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't hold up in a court
you
of law.
You live in my house. It's under my roof, you know?
Hey, I know you liked your 10 speed, but too bad. Dad's taking it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I say Kevin and Tim are going to tie on this one.
Kevin.
Kevin, 7 votes. Yeah. Jen, 2. Lance, 1. Tim, no vote.
Yay.
No votes, no kids.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
The occasional Butterfinger or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but other than that, I don't waste my time.
Boy,
do you limit the amount of candy that your kids are allowed to eat each night?
Yeah, of course she does.
It seems like a Jen thing, right?
Okay, Tim, just wait until you have kids and you let them have as much as they want and then they barf on Halloween night. It's not fun.
That's how they learn. Barfing.
Really selling right. parenthood there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who on the show is most likely to make trick-or-treaters actually do a trick before they get a treat?
Tim.
Yeah. You got to earn it.
Is that how you say it to them?
Yep.
Okay, kids, you gotta earn it.
Any other guesses with this one, or is everybody just going with Tim?
I would say Jen would be part of that, too.
No. I grew up in another city where no one had to tell jokes, no one had to do tricks. You just got candy.
Slackers.
We were lazy.
They're like, it's hard enough living in Buffalo. You just get the candy.
I mean,
come on, man. You got to shovel snow up our roofs. I'm not going to tell you a
day.
Joke.
You were trick-or-treating in the snow, so that was like a trick enough, right?
So Tim, 5 votes on this one. Jen, 3. Kevin, 2. Tim, though, he's making them come in hot with the tricks and the jokes.
Yeah. And it's got to be good or no candy.
Well, plus, he might steal some of them for his act.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
As Tim would say, you know what they say about candy. That's how you always do those jokes, right?
I think you mean, what's the deal with candy?
That's it.
That's different. You know what they say.
My apologies. I missed the punchline.
Yeah, just stick to the survey, Alex.
Hey, let me ask you guys this one. Who on the show is most likely to win a pumpkin carving contest?
Ooh. I'm going to say Tim.
Yeah, I think so too. Yes.
I appreciate that. But I could see Jen watching like 20 videos on how to do it.
Yeah. I'd say Jen.
I did do an Olaf pumpkin one
time. There we go. Yeah. She read something on a mommy blog one time. She knocked it out.
Jen, 5 votes.
Yeah.
Tim, 4. Lance, 1. So Jen, Olaf, Tim, what kind of pumpkin did you do? Your best one. Ever?
I don't know. We're going to see what happens this year. I can't remember the last time I carved a pumpkin.
You guys are really going to be, well, not surprised.
I'm going to wait to see what Jen does when she posts it and then just try to do the same thing, but a little bit better.
Or just go over to East Glendale and steal her pumpkin.
Yeah.
You're engaged now, Tim. That's the thing you got to do. I think you got to carve pumpkins.
Yeah, you do.
No, I know. We're gonna do it probably with the nephews. If I'm stealing Jen's pumpkin, I assume they're on the far side of the moat, so I'd have to get a boat.
Oh, I swear.
Unless the drawbridge was down, in which case.
Your house is moatier than mine. The last couple years, I've run out of time, and we haven't carved pumpkins. I think last year we maybe carved them on Halloween.
Last question for you guys, and people want to know whose house they're stopping by, whose house they're not stopping by. Who on the show is most likely to pass out the best candy, and who is passing out the worst candy?
Ooh.
I swear, if I fare poorly on this one, I want names of the surveyors.
Yeah, I think Jen's would be the best.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
And I could see Kevin.
Because it's like, okay, wait, which one do I want to eat? Which one do I not
want to
eat?
I also could see you clearing out that bottom drawer of your desk of all the candy that accumulates here throughout the year and just being like, here you go, guys.
Who would like some Necco wafers from 1973?
Yeah.
No. Much like his Halloween costumes, Kevin buys his candy the day after Halloween when it's on sale and gives it out the next year.
Yep.
One Pez at a time.
All right.
So surprisingly here on this one, Tim and Kevin are giving out the best candy with 4 votes each.
Wow.
Lance and Jen, I guess you're going to not have many people after they hear this segment stop by your house because they think you're handing out the worst candy, but you guys are not coming in looking too hot on this. So what do you, while we're wrapping this up, what do you pass out, Jen, at your house?
This year I'm going to give every kid a puppy.
Who on the show now?
Take that.
Who on the show now?
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on Y98.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.